Hello, welcome to the show called Job Opportunities. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. Let's begin by looking at opportunities found in the Arizona Republic this past week. First off, they're advertising for a truck driver. Class A commercial driver's license with 2 years of experience, being able to drive 80,000-pound gross vehicle weight vehicles. Experience is required for local and regional work. The starting pay is $53,581 per year. If you're interested, call Tony. Tony's number is 602-515-6008. 602-515-6008. Then we have Date Palm Farm Workers. They're looking for two people for this, to offshoot, collect, plant, water, pollinate, thin, cut old leaves, bag, harvest, and process, and provide pest control. Requires 2 years of experience working on date farms with a valid driver's license. The prevailing wage will be to qualified applicants. We don't know what that wage is. If you're interested, you would mail your resume to Arizona Date Garden LLC. Arizona Date Garden LLC. The address is 1751 South Hinkle Circle. That's H-E-N-K-E-L. Hinkle Circle in Mesa. 85202 is the zip code. Arizona Date Garden LLC. 1751 South Hinkle Circle, Mesa, Arizona, 85202. Then we have a home health aide, care for patients at Gabriel Homes in Chandler, Arizona. Email your cover letter and resume to Gabriel Homes, 1460, that's 1460, South Margate, M-A-R-G-A-T-E, Margate Street, Chandler, Arizona. Zip code is 85286. Home health aide at Gabriel Homes, 1460 South Margate Street, Chandler, Arizona, 85285. Then a technologist with LabCorp of America in Phoenix, Arizona. LabCorp of America in Phoenix, Arizona, looking for a technologist to perform complex technical and non-technical, but high-complexity testing and results analysis according to established standard operating procedures and protocols. Must have a bachelor's degree or equivalent in medical technology, clinical lab, chemistry, physics, bioscience, or related field, and 1 year experience as a technologist or technicist in a clinical lab. Email your resume to resumes@labcorp.com. That's resumes at labcorp.com. And in the subject line, reference job code ME012026. The job code is ME012026. That's a technologist with LabCorp of America in Phoenix. Next up is a business analyst with Aguilar Construction LLC to create reports and dashboards, support accounting with expenses and reconciliations, monitor budgets and project cost, analyze operations and data to identify trends, document business and financial requirements, and maintain organized data systems across departments. This requires a bachelor's degree and bilingual English to Spanish, the ability to work in a fast-paced, deadline-driven environment, a basic understanding of budgeting or financial tracking, reliable, punctual, and consistent. The work location is in Phoenix. Send your resume via email to JADT at Aguilar jadatlic.com. So I'll try to spell that for you. J-A-D-T at A-G-U-I-L-A-R-C-O-L-I-C. You know, I'm not sure that, yeah, it is C-O-L-I-C.com. A business analyst. Then, Cumming Management Group Incorporated is looking for an associate director in Scottsdale, Arizona, to oversee a large client or multiple small clients by supervising the appropriate communications with the chief client management and cost management team. Telecommuting is permitted. Salary range is $178,000 to $188,000 per year. To apply, submit your resume to Tammy, T-A-M-I, dot Hoyt, H-O-Y-T, at Cumming, C-U-M-M-I-N-G, dash group, G-R-O-U-P, dot com. Okay. Now it says there's a reference number. Where's the reference number? Oh, there it is. Oh, it's not a number, it's letters. So in the subject line, you're going to put in these number, these letters as the reference number for this particular associate director. A-A-A-D-A-Z. That's, so it's three A's, then the letter D, and then another letter A, and then the letter Z. Cumming Management Group, looking for an associate director in Scottsdale, and telecommuting is permitted. Okay, our next opportunity is with Lucid Motors in Casa Grande, Arizona. Lucid, L-U-C-I-D, USA, Incorporated, has multiple openings in Casa Grande, Arizona. Now, all of these jobs, if you're going to apply for one, you're going to email your cover letter and resume to jobs 1, and the 1 is a numeral, so J-O-B-S, numeral 1, at lucidmotors.com. And in the subject line, you're going to put in the job number. So all of these jobs, there are multiple openings here, all of them have different job numbers. So a senior dimensional control engineer, design and develop dimensional control pin and tooling, job number A1114, A1114, staff variability reduction engineer, validate and characterize processes, equipment, and fixtures for production implementation. A staff variability reduction engineer, D983, D as in David, 983. A senior program manager, systems training, to design and implement changing management activities. A senior program manager, systems training, G as in George, 798. G798. A manager for stamping equipment engineering, to direct and lead stamping manufacturing engineers to support design, development, and implementation of stamping equipment. Supervise work of other electrical engineers. A manager, stamping equipment engineering, the job number is M1330. M1330. Oh, and it says here up to 25% international travel required for that particular job. Then we have a manager, outbound logistics on-site, M923, design, develop, and test processes for logistics and material flow, cost analysis, and production coordination. A manager, outbound logistics on-site, M as in Mary, 923. The next position is a senior project manager, design, implement, and be responsible for engineering processes for logistic functions. This is the job number is N as in Nancy, 980. N980. then a senior dimensional control engineer to perform manufacturing engineering duties in resolving general assembly issues. A senior dimensional control engineer, job ID number is P as in Paul, 1369. 1369. A material flow engineer, to oversee material flow processes and storage systems. A material flow engineer, job ID number is R as in Robert, 850. R850. Next up is a senior supervisor, operational excellence, to oversee and lead implementation of production quality control systems and lean manufacturing programs, to supervise the work of industrial engineers. A senior supervisor, operational excellence, the job ID number, R1120. R as in Robert, 1120. A manufacturing engineer, to develop manufacturing processes for EVs. I guess that means electric vehicles. This manufacturing engineer job is, ID number is S as in Sam, 2177. S2177. Senior project manager, to deploy powertrain lines, up to 25% domestic and international travel required. A senior project manager is S, as in Sam, 2885. S2885. And finally, a launch manager, material flow engineering, to establish a launch team schedule and deliverables. The launch manager for material flow engineering's job ID number is S, as in Sam, 989. S989. All of those positions can be applied by emailing your resume to jobs1@lucidmotors.com. And remember, when I say jobs1, that 1 is a numeral, so it's J-O-B-S numeral 1. And that's with Lucid USA Incorporated, multiple openings in Casa Grande, Arizona. Our next opportunity is with Angie's Food Concepts, LLC. Angie's Food Concepts, LLC. They're looking for a head of demand planning in Phoenix, Arizona. Head of demand planning. Then it's listed as a hybrid. To develop and maintain account demand forecast with regard to seafood and other menu items using historical data, market trends, and something else, SSNIVRTNS, have no idea what that is. Telecommuting is permitted from within normal commuting distance of the Phoenix office. It says here the minimum requirements are a master's degree in industrial engineering, supply chain management, or logistics management, or business analytics or related field, and 5 years experience in the job offered or related occupation. It's a Monday through Friday, 40 hours per week. Email your resumes to Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, at Angie's, A-N-G-I-E-S, .com. And reference Head of Demand Planning. Head of Demand Planning. Then we have KPMG LLP. KPMG LLP. Manager. Audit. Multiple positions in Tempe, Arizona. Apply USGAAP. USGAAS or PCAOB auditing standards. They require a master's degree or foreign equivalent in accounting, finance, business administration, management, or related field, and 2 years of related work experience, or a bachelor's degree in any of those fields and 5 years of post-bachelor's progressive related work experience. Must have an active Arizona CPA license. Travel to various locations throughout the U.S. required up to 5% of the time. Telecommuting may be permitted within commutable distance from the office's location. Employer will accept any suitable combination of education, training, or experience. Apply online at https://www.kpmguscareers. That's all one word. kpmguscareers.com/job-search. Job-search. And the dash is horizontal line between two letters, halfway between the top and the bottom of the letters. And at that point, you'll then get a search box, and you'll type in this code or keyword, 130672. 130672. Experienced professionals, please. If you have difficulty applying, must have legal right to work in U.S. if offered employment. Then they have comprehensive compensation and benefits offered. No phone calls or agencies. Applicants with arrest or conviction records impacted by fair chance ordinances, initiatives, or acts will be considered for employment in accordance with these laws. So that's KPMG LLP, a Delaware Limited Liability Partnership. Senior Quality Control Specialist. Senior Quality Control Specialist Biotechnology. Sought by Global Patent Solutions, LLC in Chandler, Arizona. To perform quality control of the ISR and written opinion of PCT patent applications examined by junior and senior level patent analyst. Telecommuting is permitted every day of the week within the U.S. Requires a bachelor's degree or foreign equivalent degree in biology, molecular biology, genetics, biochemistry, or biotechnology, and 3 years of work experience in the job offered, or as a patent research analyst in biotechnology or related field. You can apply by going to their website, https://globalpatentsolutions, that's all one word, .com/careers. So Global Patent Solutions, GlobalPatentSolutions.com/careers. A senior quality control specialist with biotechnology sought by Global Patent Solutions, LLC in Chandler, Arizona. Then, tax staff accountant at Price, Kong, and Company, CPAs, in Phoenix, Arizona. Prepare a wide variety of federal, state, and local tax returns using UltraTax and SurePrep to ensure accuracy and efficient processing. Requires a bachelor's degree in accounting, finance, or closely related field, and 6 months' experience. Additional duties and requirements are available upon request. Email your resume and cover letter to G. Waterman, that's G-W-A-T-E-R-M-A-N, G. Waterman, at pkcpa.com. So after the at sign, it's pkcpa.com. And in the subject line, put in job number WZ01. The 0 and the 1 are numerals. So the job ID number is WZ01. And that's a tax staff accountant at Price, Kong & Company, CPAs in Phoenix, Arizona. That looks like all the job opportunities this past week in the Arizona Republic. So we have some time left. Let's take a look at another location that might have some on-site jobs. Let's take a look at the city of Phoenix. How do they handle their job searches? Well, in your computer browser, you would type into the search bar phoenix.gov, phoenix.gov. And when that page loads, in the upper left-hand corner is the logo for the city of Phoenix, and then the city of Phoenix title just to the right of it. But the nice thing is they've redesigned the web page and they've put something up in the top right-hand corner. So if you go to the top right side, the top right corner, there is a tab marked City Careers. And if you click on the City Careers tab, it then loads. Instead of having to go from the home page to administration to city departments to human resources to careers, you go directly to the careers page. Then you just scroll down, and as you scroll down, you can find explore positions for, and there's two boxes. On the left-hand side, a prospective employees, and to the right of that, current employees. We're going to put our cursor over prospective employees in that box and click once, and it will then load their job search page. And the nice thing is we've done this. This is a particular form that's used by a number of cities and governments. In the center of the page, you have a search box where you can search by job title, location, or keyword. Underneath that, you have a welcome sign on the left side, and to the right of that, you have sign in and new user. And I always like that because if you have create an account with them, then they can actually email you when jobs that you are interested become available. But below the welcome sign, you finally get these six tabs. View jobs posted in the last 7 days. View all jobs. My job notifications, we're just going right down the list, my job applications, my favorite jobs, my saved searches, and my account information. What I'm interested in is looking at the second tab, not view jobs posted in the last 7 days, that was the top one. I'm going to go down one more to view all jobs, I'm going to select that, and it's then going to load the jobs for all the jobs posted for the city of Phoenix for new employees. There are 48 jobs found, and on the left one-third of the page, you can search by department or job category, and the right two-thirds of the page lists each of the 48 jobs that have been found. Let's go back to the left side. At the top, at the left side, you can search by departments, and so what they have listed is they have a checkbox on the left side, and then the word aviation. And then in parentheses, after the word aviation, they have the numeral 5. That means there are 5 jobs in the aviation department. And if you wanted to just look at those 5 jobs, you would put a checkbox, you would click on the checkbox to the left, and that would load just those 5 jobs instead of all 48. So after aviation, the one next below that is budget and research, 1 job. Then below that, you've got city attorney and city prosecutor, 1 job. City clerk's office, 1 job. City retirement board, 1 job. Library department's down there with 2 jobs. So you can go through and look at all the different by departments. But if you scroll down a ways, the next block is job category. And now, the first box is accounting, budget, and finance. There's 8 jobs in accounting, budget, and finance. There's below that is administrative and clerical. There are 8 jobs. Well, okay, administrative and clerical. That doesn't sound too difficult for me, so I'm going to put a checkbox to the left of administrative and clerical, and then it loads, just the 8 jobs. And so on the right two-thirds of the page, the first one is First Fleet Dispatch Support Service Aid in Public Works. Next one, below that is Account Clerk Level 3 in Neighborhood Services Department. Then the third one is Airlines Affairs Program Manager in the Aviation Department. Then the next one is a Court Clerk Level 2 in the Municipal Court. Then a Librarian Level 1 Part-Time Summer Heat Relief. then elections administrative specialist, then a part-time library clerk to collection service, and finally a utilities service specialist in public works. So those are the 8 jobs that I found and can look at under just that administrative and clerical category. So if I was interested in the airline affairs program manager in the aviation department, I'd simply put my cursor somewhere over that title or in that box, and it would then load the job description page, tell me the job ID number, it's full-time, it's regular employment. Then it would list something about the position, what they do, and then the ideal candidate, they'll possess the following skills. And the salary, the salary looks like $94,000 to $134,000 annually. And then the benefits, then the minimum qualifications, a bachelor's degree in public administration or business administration or project management or related field, and 5 years of professional experience in program or project management. And then the preferred qualifications, here's a few more bullet points, then the recruitment dates. Recruitment closes February 18th, 2026, at 11:59 p.m. on this date. Then how to apply, we're here to help, references. Well, there's no apply button. Oh, you know what, I bet you it's up there at the top of the right-hand corner. Let's scroll back up to the top of the, yep, there it is. You get to the top of the page, in the right-hand corner, there's a box to apply for the job. And that's how the City of Phoenix handles their job opportunities. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. You have been listening to the show called Job Opportunities. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I hope you keep on listening. Bye for now.